Would everyone please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
All right. Thank you very much. On to item two, board report. I will be brief because we've got the Student of the Month festivities to get on to. That's what everybody's here to see. Board report, I will tell you, it's we're having a great fall. It's good to be back. I think looking at the weather, fall might actually be here, you know, now, but it's been a great fall. We've had fall festivals, we've had sporting events, I've seen kids outside, we've had field trips, it's been great, just been a great fall. Us as a board, it's great to see everybody back in the building, it's great to see everything going on. Heard great things about our teachers, bus drivers. Man, I just want to thank everybody that's put in work in the school district. It's been really good. So as for us, we're working hard for the winter season. We've got a lot of things coming up, but you know, right now it's about the kids, and we're appreciative of everybody out there. So that's really it for me right now. Item three, district report.
Thanks, Mr. Inks. Just a few items tonight. I've asked Mr. Morris to talk for just a minute about preschool, because they received a pretty amazing award. Thanks, Mr. Morris.
Good evening. So if you've seen the big banner on the side of our building, the Step Up the Quality banner, you know, we reached our 5 stars in the fall of 2020. And how that works is we're the Norton Developmental Preschool is a preschool special ed program that's appointed by ODE. And with that requirement, we have to then participate in the Step Up the Quality rating process to either earn a 3, 4, or 5 stars. So since 2013, we've been working towards that. We were able to attain it in 2020, thrilled the pieces. And as in a, of the 3 years, when you go to do that, either ODE comes out or the Office of Early Learning comes out and takes a look at your program for a good long period, portion of the day, majority of the day. This past summer, we are in the off year cycle, so we had a chance to just complete our desk audit and send all the information into the Office of Early Learning, and we just received word that we did attain our 5 stars again. So super excited for our lead teachers, our assistant teachers, our related service personnel. Many thanks to our many preschool parents, our community partners. We couldn't do what we do without the support of all of those family members. I just want to thank the board for your continued support. And it's just it's an amazing thing. If you've not seen our preschool, you need to come down and take a walk through our hallways. So thank you very much.
All right.
And while you're walking, thank you for your work.
Thank you for your work.
If you ever need to get happy, just go to primary. Like, it's pretty hard to be in that building and not be happy. It's a pretty great place. And the 5-star award is something that building strives for. They work for kids, and they work really hard for kids, and this is just sort of an award for that. So thanks to all of you. A couple of other items I put out to the community on Friday that the state report card came out on Thursday. We'll tear through all of it. I will share with you that every single district in the state of Ohio is gonna look at this report card, and they're gonna see some lower test scores, they're gonna see lower PI scores, they're gonna see a little bit of everything, because we just made it through a year and still in a year of educating our kids through a pandemic. And we'll grow from this, we'll learn from this. But I did share with this, and something that I'm really proud of, is the spending and performance category. Basically, this takes the amount of funding that a school district is afforded through state, federal, and local funding, and it ties that spending to performance. And Norton City Schools is ranked first out of the 17 Summit County schools in spending and performance. And that is a huge testament to every single person in this room, our kids, our families, our teachers, our staff members, the Board of Education. It's a place that works hard for its kids, and our families work hard. So that was pretty awesome, and I was really happy to be able to report that. I put some information out about the PI renewal levy, just to make sure everyone knows what a renewal levy means. It truly does mean no new tax money to the school district. Sometimes that can be redistributed, but what happens is, based on appraisals, the amount of money that ends up in a school district is the same amount that we are trying to replace. Wanted to make sure everyone knows that. And we needed two things to happen for this district to become a one-to-one technology education district, so that all of our students, grades 4 through 12, could have their own Chromebook and grow a little bit in that area. One of them was the connectivity grant, which we were awarded last Thursday. We found out Thursday afternoon. And the other is the passage of the renewal levy on November 2nd. So we got one of those accomplished. We need that other one to happen. And then we're going to take off in that area as a district, and we're excited about that. October 1st was our first We Roar Day. I need to give a huge shout out to Fred Martin and to Power Graphics. These are two local companies that really donated quite a bit. Fred Martin wrote us a check for $10,000, and Power Graphics discounted t-shirts to the amount of about $5,000. So that we could have amazing activities and our kids understood the We Roar Together. That's one of four incredible days that we will have this year. The next day we had a Hall of Fame induction ceremony where we welcomed 12 new members into our Hall of Fame. There wasn't a speaker that presented we didn't have a dry eye in the house. It was a really emotional day, and I need to thank Houston Hall, especially the roast beef. I mean, this was the talk of the event, is this roast beef. So it was incredible. And also Grandpa's Cheese Barn. She's an amazing supporter of our school district, and they provided a cheese tray that day. And just to follow up with what Mr. Inks was talking about, our fall activities, it's hard in the middle of everything to let people know how good of a school year you're actually having, because I have to send these reports out every day, you know, by law, about COVID and updates and all this other stuff. We win a football game on Friday night. That will be our third league championship of our fall sports. And our kids are getting ready for a play. We're just doing, we're having a great school year, and it feels so good to be back and have so much momentum. So thanks to all of you. Thanks to the board for your support. That's a lengthy report, so thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Addison. All right, we're on to item 4, student recognition, students of the month.
We are going to start with our 5-star principal, Mr. Eric Morris. Not that none of the others aren't 5 stars, but I may not categorize you as 5 stars.
We got the
So I am going to call down two wonderful individuals from our developmental preschool. Briella Mitchin is our student of the month. And this is Miss Carly Jones. Miss Carly Jones is one of the essential members of our lead teachers that's doing amazing things in our preschool. And I just want to openly say thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to turn the floor over to Miss Jones to talk about Briella.
So this is Brielle, and I've had the honor of knowing her for 2 years now. And I'm so glad I got to pick her for student of the month. You know, Briella is probably one of the kindest, most compassionate, and sweetest students I've ever had the pleasure of working with. If somebody is sad, she's the first one to go give them a hug. If somebody gets hurt, she's, you know, checking on them constantly to make sure they're okay. If somebody isn't feeling well or homesick or isn't playing with anybody or doesn't have a friend to play with, she's the first one to make sure that nobody feels alone. You know, I feel like this world would be a little bit better of a place if everybody saw kindness and compassion like Briella did, because her kindness knows no boundaries in my classroom. And it is just a pleasure to get to work with this sweet little girl. And every day, I just love having her. She's a little ray of sunshine in my classroom, even on the cloudiest of days. So it's been wonderful getting to know her. When I have to send her off to kindergarten, I'm going to be very, very sad. But this girl right here is going places. All right.
Now from Norton Elementary School, Mr. Brady Sackett.
Hey, Rebecca, come on up. I'm proud to recognize our Norton Elementary School Student of the Month. This is third grader Rebecca Tenney. And obviously she's adorable, but the real joy comes when talking to her. Her personality comes out. I had a chance to talk to her last week, and it was fun to see her just like absorb the news and be proud of being Student of the Month and just seeing that in her face here. So I'm open up to Mrs. Kozak, Mr. Sanderson, give us the insight on Rebecca.
Absolutely. So. Rebecca was nominated and chosen for Student of the Month. Our district has adopted the PACS behavior system for all of our students, and Rebecca really exemplifies being a PACS leader. You know, her leadership in our classroom, her leadership in the hallways, recess, you know, all of those things are really why we chose Rebecca as Student of the Month. And kind of like, you know, the preschool, just her willingness to come to school every day with a smile on her face. Always asking me what I did the night before. You know, she's just that kind of kid. So she makes it fun for us to teach, and that's why we chose her. She's a great kid, and very, very proud of Rebecca. So, good job.
And I love how Rebecca's an active learner. She finds ways to make sure she's paying attention, or if she's not in a seat where she really can't see the board, she'll just say, "Oh, can I move?" And she moves. And she just is wonderful student.
Congratulations. From Norton Middle School, Mr. Travis Dobbins, principal.
Megan Hartstein is Norton Middle School's Student of the Month for October. Megan is such a big heart, and she's selfless, caring, hardworking. It's just a few things, hardworking for sure, but just a few things to describe Megan. Megan is, if you don't know, is a gymnast. And I didn't know this until I had an opportunity to actually sit down and talk with Megan at Powerhouse Gymnastics in Wadsworth. She's a level 7 gymnast. I guess the highest you can go is 10, and she's already at a level 7. I love the fact that while we were talking, she immediately went to, and there's a level 10 gymnast that she really looks up to. And she immediately turned the attention away from herself to this other gymnast in the gym, which I thought was great. But 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, she is at practice for gymnastics. On top of that, keeping straight A's all the way through middle school so far. So I was very impressed with her dedication and hard work. And most days she's doing her homework to and from practice in the car while mom and dad get some time to talk to her. She's also a member of seventh grade band, so the time commitment that she puts in there. But Mrs. Bruce was supposed to be here tonight but couldn't make it, so Mrs. Bruce just wrote a little bit. She said, "Megan is organized, has great work ethic, always a positive attitude in the classroom. She's always on task and engaged in the lesson. Very persistent when working on class activities and never gives up when a challenge arises." Comes from gymnastics, right? Megan takes pride in her work and will always go the extra mile on working on her assignments. The effort she put forth every day is outstanding. We're proud to have Megan represent our seventh grade team and our seventh grade student body as Norton Middle School Student of the Month. Congratulations, Megan, and mom and dad.
And Mr. Ryan Shaner, high school principal.
Come on up, guys. Of course, we're going to finish off the clean sweep of having all female students. Wow. You guys, of course, are adorable too, but I won't say that out loud because that just sounds weird coming from me. So I have with me here, this is Haley Merrill, and she is our high school career tech student of the month for this month. And this is Miss Selena France, and she is our high school student of the month. They're both seniors. I'm gonna start with Haley, if I could, just a second. I'm gonna squeeze in between you two of you here, second. So, Haley is in the animal care program up at Copley High School, and she loves the hands-on experience that it provides, as well as, of course, the doggy daycare. Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot here for just a second, it's okay. Probably not okay, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So, could you just explain, because it's a pretty new program to the compact, and I really think that if people hear about it, there's so many people that would love to do what you get to do for like 3 hours a day. So you could just explain real quick like what your day looks like when you go up the compact?
So it's a animal tech program. Basically, you're gonna learn how to be a vet. It's like an early start to it. And so we all have like different types of jobs. We have all different types of animals. We got ferrets. Guinea pigs, chinchillas, a hedgehog, turtle, a giant rabbit, and a whole doggy daycare system that the teachers get to bring in their dogs, and so we just take care of them all day.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So cool. She obviously does a great job with that. Mrs. Klecki is the one who, of course, chose you this month, but I do need to give a shout out to Mrs. Tunison. You just wait for a second there, Mrs. Tunison. So Mrs. Tunison is one of Haley's teachers, and what I thought was great about it is she said, I don't want to talk. Matter of fact, she just wants to sit there, but she's like, I want to be there because Haley is so amazing. So I just wanted you to know that's why Mrs. Tunison's here and what the staff thinks of you. You, of course, are a big Marvel and DC Comics fan, along with her dad, right, Dad? And then, of course, her future plans are, she wants to, she said, kind of go into the dog grooming and then eventually be an animator as well. So. This is our high school career tech student of the month, Ms. Haley Merrill.
Hi.
Now we have Ms. Selena France. And I do not want to bury the lead. I need to start off with her. She is a National Merit Scholar semifinalist, which is a huge deal. So I think we all need to give her a round. Have one now. I could run down the list of things she's involved in, but you know, we only got so much time here. So, you know, marching band and Key Club, National Honor Society, speech and debate, Spanish club, what did I forget? Academic challenge, drama club. Yes, of course. How could I forget drama club? So, she is involved in all these things. Obviously, just top of the line kid, top of the line student. Easy choice. Mrs. PD actually was the one who nominated you, but she has a sick child. And she could not be here tonight, so I apologize for that. But just a few more things about Selena. So amazingly, she says that one of the things that she likes to do outside of school is sit through criminal court proceedings. Don't we all love to do that? High on all of our lists. But also, I want to make sure that I mention that you are, I want to say it correctly, you are a student ambassador on the youth leadership group for Attorney General Dave Yost?
Close enough.
Close enough, okay. So that's a huge accomplishment as well. And then mom, her heritage, of course, is through Switzerland. So you had mentioned that she actually plans on going into pre-law and possibly even going to Switzerland for college because you can go there for free,
according
to, you know. Your heritage and your mom and your background and everything else. So I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And we were even talking when we sat down about, it's actually a bucket list of mine, Switzerland is such a beautiful country and everything else. So one more round of applause for Miss Selena France, and then. And then I have no idea why this happened. Just want to throw this out there. Last week in the mail came from State Senator Christina Roedner for both of our students here. She wanted to recognize both of you as outstanding academics, students, and the achievement that you've had. This has never happened. I've never gotten these before. I just got them all of a sudden from nowhere in October. So I wanted to make sure that you guys had that. And then she also sent this for you you're in the process, but so far being a National Merit Scholar semifinalist. So congratulations once again.
tremendous.
So we talk about this being our favorite part of the month, and you can see why. Because we don't necessarily get to hear all of the amazing things our kids and our teachers are doing, and this is great. I just want to add about the tech program over at Copley. Those kids are now doing animal surgery over at Copley. So imagine a high school student having the ability to watch a surgery and, you know, push their career a little bit. So it's fantastic. Thank you, Mr. Shaner.
Great. Thank you. At this point, we're going to take a small break, and we're going to allow the students of the month, if everyone would come up front over the side, we're going to get a picture with Mr. Addis for the paper or the Twitter page or whatever it is it's going to go into this month. And then after that, you know, we know students, you have homework to do, gymnastics, court cases, whatever it is you're doing out there at this point. You know, you can go ahead and leave if you'd like to. If you'd like, we welcome you to stay to observe the rest of the proceedings, but if you'd like to step out, that's fine as well. So, but we appreciate everybody being here, and congratulations to all of you. But if everyone can come up to the front here, we'll get a picture. Are we on?
Yep.
All right, great. We're going to go on to item 5, public participation. Is there anyone that would like to participate this evening? Okay, I'm going to read real quick the rules just so everybody's good. Okay. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use individual employee names in this forum. We have one.
Good evening. My name is Patrick Birch, 276 20th Street Southwest. Last month, I came here requesting the board to reconsider their quarantine policies so that we could do something that actually makes sense for families and would put the district in a better position to stay operational. In short, I proposed a notify and monitor program that would put the 9.4 out of 10 kids that are completely healthy during their quarantine back in school. I didn't make this program up. There's many districts around the country, including one in Ashland, Ohio, that have done this with great success. Instead, what we have seen is the implementation of additional signage around the school that pushes masks as a baseline responsibility of the students, and a full court press of getting as many people to wear masks as possible in order to avoid going the wrong way on a suggested quarantine guideline. And I want to highlight the words suggested and guideline. All this was done to avoid going to a mandatory masking policy. In my opinion, that was the wrong way to go about it. So what we're currently waiting on sounds like is the Warren County pilot program to be completed so that, again, we can continue to follow the suggested guidelines of the State Health Department. This program would require additional COVID testing to prove your child is healthy enough to be in school. And some of the other details carry through as proposed. They could even limit a child's ability to participate in extracurricular activities. So as of right now, there are two non-negotiables on this subject. Number one is honor the right of parents to make healthcare decisions for their kids. Number two is keep the district in an operationally ready status to educate the kids. So number one right now is not being fulfilled. Number two is struggling because healthy kids are still at home and the district is still doing the job of the health department, which it has no legal obligation to do. So my proposed solution would satisfy both of these non-negotiables. Another topic that I brought up to the districts was the district's compliance to the federal public transportation mask mandate. It's interesting that we are consistently pushing compliance to this mandate, but when it comes to shuttling hundreds, if not thousands, of Norton community members from the parking lot of Ciderfest, the parking lot to Ciderfest, there was not one mask enforcement effort made. We apparently have the appetite to stomach disobeying a federal transportation mandate on the weekends when it's convenient for the city, but when it comes to the kids, we're going to just have them wear the masks. So we're at a turning point right now in our country's history. We have the ability to stand up and do what is right. So far, I am disappointed with the unwillingness to act when so much is clearly on the line. So I want to make sure one thing's very clear, no matter what happens in a couple weeks from now, everybody here has a decision to make. So we can look back, we're going to realize that at some point in time here, when everyone is getting marched off the cliff, that we have the ability and the awareness to act. So my prayer is that
your 3 minutes are up.
Everybody in this room finds the courage to take a stand and do what's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Do we have anyone else this evening? No? Okay. We're going to move on to item 6 to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No one else has? I would like to add an executive session to the end of the agenda to discuss the employment of personnel.
No action, right?
There'll be no action taken after the executive session as well, so no board action. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weddle?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. On to item 7, board business. We have nothing under board business this evening, so we move on to item 8, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. On to item 9, Treasurer's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Nothing? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Under item 10, superintendent's recommendations, under personnel letters A, can I get a motion to approve numbers 1-3?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And under superintendent's recommendations, letter B, can I get a motion to approve numbers 1-4?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this?
I guess just with B, C, and D, just really thankful for these people. For their interest in our school district. We've talked on multiple occasions. We're really struggling with substitutes and some personnel. So, you know, just from a substitute standpoint, we've added 5 people to our list, which is helpful, and we're thankful for them. And I know at least 2 of them, 3 of them are working regularly right now.
Great.
That's it.
We're appreciative of them.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Are.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters E through L?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Right, motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters M through Q?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Always thankful for the donations from our community. And just good luck to the band on letter O. Something that they did not participate in last year is the Bands of America Grand Nationals. It's been a great place for them. They've been a top 4 band in their class in the entire United States of America, their last 2 trips there. So let's go to Indy and see what we can get done this year.
Great. Thank you. And then Mr. and Mrs. France, thank you very much for the donation.
Thank you.
We very much appreciate that. And all the time you put in, too. I see them all over, so yes. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Superintendent report.
Nothing more. Thank
Nothing
you.
Nothing more? Okay. I know we're going to move into executive session, but I know we all kind of make some comments before at the end of the night sometimes. Anybody have anything like to say before people kind of wander out?
I'd like to congratulate all the students of the month and, of course, the primary, Mr. Morris, for the 5-star rating, and Angie for the connectivity grant. Great job.
Yes.
And we have a lot of sports teams that are doing fabulous. So, Lewis, I know you sometimes like to.
We've set it up. I mean, yeah, I'm good.
A lot of tournament play going on this week. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mrs. Stats?
I was going to say, she said exactly what I was going to say.
Great. Mr. Yule?
Ditto. I mean, everything is going good. Mr. Addis covered it at the beginning of the meeting. You talked about the report card and you know, everything else. I can't stress enough how thrilled I am with the administration, our teachers, parents of, you know, how successful another year has gone and you know, uncertain circumstances. I don't want to dwell on it, but I mean, I have kids in the system, and it's as a parent and around a lot of parents. I mean, everybody consistently compliments what we're doing and how we're doing it, and you know, it's tough, and it's mostly tough for kids, and they're battling through, and I can't be more happy and thankful for the people in our community and our staff. So I just wanted to echo that and from a parent's perspective as well.
Great. Thank you. Mrs. Webble.
They've hit some of them, the preschool, the Students of the Month, Hall of Fame. It was wonderful. It reinforced to me why we do what we do. Every person that was there, and they were, most of them were older, you know, just couldn't, they just, their love for Norton, and they just couldn't thank the school system enough, and it was really touching. And Art in Motion, it was a great Art in Motion. Our co-workers here, they sold t-shirts, we sold pie, but we made $1,000 for Children's wow. Hospital this year, so
great.
It was an exciting day. And the bands, they really did a great job.
It was a beautiful day, too.
Oh, the weather was perfect.
Beautiful day.
The weather was perfect, yes.
It was.
Okay.
Ms. Hagenbush, anything you want to add?
I just want to say real quick, we've talked before about Standard & Poor's. They do a rating. If anybody invests in bonds or in stocks, you understand Standard & Poor's rates companies or rates, they'll do school districts for our ability to pay or what we look like for people who want to buy bonds. So we have to go through ratings frequently. And I just went through a desk rating with Standard & Poor's last week, and they've upgraded our rating from unstable to stable due to our financial situation improving. So that's exciting. We're kind of moving forward. Gives us a little pat on the back.
Great.
And congratulations to everything, the students, the bands, the football team. That's just so amazing, everything that's going on. So it's fun. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. All right. I'll wrap up again. Students of the Month, like I said, favorite time of the month, favorite thing to see. Good to see the kids up here. Fall sports are doing great. I will say I'm going to brag a little bit on the boys soccer team. They participate in the girls soccer team as well, participate in the first MAC tournament. You know, we have a new league, and they did their first interleague tournament this past week, and it was a fun time. You know, normally you kind of play your players, and you kind of go your separate ways to your districts, but we got to go back and play all the teams we did again, and it was really fun because it's hard to beat a team twice. It's hard to play a team twice, so it kind of stepped up the game a little bit, and of course the boys did well, and they did come home with the trophy the other day, which was exciting to see, but it's a good step. I really enjoyed the process of the tournament and the idea of it as well, so you know, well done to the MAC for doing that, the conference. Angie, the connectivity grant, that's awesome. That's great. I don't think anybody realizes how huge that is. But that is huge, you know, getting, and also the Wi-Fi down at the stadium, that's mm-hmm. tremendous. That helps out a lot too. So, other than that, the Re-Roar Day, I heard nothing but great things. It was the Friday the festival started, and the number of gray shirts that were at the festival was amazing. You know, just coming down, everybody's wearing their shirts, proud. I can't thank Fred Martin and Power Graphics enough. We appreciate the community support from them. So that's really it for me. So I'll move on. Thank you, everybody. All right. We're going to move into executive session now to discuss the employment of personnel. Again, there'll be no board action taken after there, so no need to come back. We're just going to come back and adjourn. So can I get a motion to move into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're now in executive session. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Okay, we're out of executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
You.